From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations says Washington and veto-holding members in the U.N. Security Council are studying sanctions options if Iran fails to prove its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only.
There are those that we might pursue multilaterally in the context of the Security Council. There are others that we could do outside of the Security Council with partners in Europe and elsewhere. And then there are those that we can take by ourselves unilaterally. There's a wide range.
Susan Rice, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press, refused to set a deadline, but says there's a finite period for Iran to completely open its nuclear sites to international inspection. Meantime, the head of the UN's nuclear watchdog says there's a shifting of gears from confrontation into cooperation in Iran. Mohammed Elberdeh says inspectors will visit Iran's new nuclear facility October 25th. Greek voters have rejected an increasingly unpopular conservative government and have chosen the Socialist Party, headed by American-born George Papandreou, as the country's new leader. His opponent has conceded defeat. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Athens that the next government will have to deal with a weakened economy.
This was the third face-off between the soft-spoken Papandreou and Kostas Karamanlis. They are both heirs to the two rival political dynasties that have alternated in power for decades. Voters were angered by the faltering economy, a series of scandals, and the government's mishandling of a wave of wildfires. Conservatives were especially disappointed with the government's failure to contain widespread riots last December, in which youths rampaged through city streets, damaging shops and buildings. Greece is considered the weakest link in the Eurozone, and Papandreou has proposed a more than $4 billion stimulus package to put the economy back on track. But a sign of the electorate's growing apathy was a substantial drop in turnout in a country where voting is compulsory. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Athens.
Search and rescue teams in Indonesia pulled more bodies from the rubble of a hotel that collapsed in Wednesday's massive earthquake. Hotel officials say 100 more bodies may be trapped in the building. And Dornfeld has more from Padang.
Hotel Ambachang was one of the most luxurious places to stay in the city. Now it's a tangled web of rebar, TVs, concrete, and mattresses. Excavators uncovered the bodies of a man and a woman in the hotel basement on Sunday. But the heavy machinery has only broken into a small portion of the building, and it's not known how many people are still trapped in the rubble. At the city's main hospital, a young shopkeeper named Ludi combed the list of patients tacked to the wall. He was trying to locate two friends who were staying at Hotel Ambachang. He says he hasn't heard from them since the earthquake and fears the worst. Other people looking for loved ones crowded the hospital drive. When an ambulance arrived with an injured person, people thronged to the vehicle to see who was on the stretcher. The hospital itself was so badly damaged that some people are still being treated outdoors. For NPR News, I'm Ann Dornfeld in Padang, Indonesia.
From Washington, you're listening to NPR News. A Catholic cardinal made a plea for the rights of the unborn at a church service today in Washington, attended by Vice President Biden and six members of the U.S. Supreme Court. Cardinal Daniel DiNardo, Archbishop of Galveston, Houston, was speaking at the annual Red Mass, which is traditionally held on the day before the start of the High Court's term. The U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees says more and more countries are shutting their doors to asylum seekers, putting at risk the lives of thousands of people fleeing persecution and war. There are 42 million refugees and internally displaced people around the world. Lisa Schlein has details from Geneva.
High Commissioner Antonio Guterres calls the so-called shrinking of humanitarian space very troubling. While places of refuge for those in need of asylum are shrinking, he says the risks for humanitarian workers are increasing.
The truth is that we are witnessing in several countries xenophobic feelings to gain strength. And because of that and the pressure, some governments are limiting access for people in need of protection to their territories.
Guterres says people are resorting to more desperate measures as asylum possibilities shrink. Many fall into the hands of traffickers who abuse them. Others have lost their lives while fleeing in rickety smugglers' boats across the Gulf of Aden or the Mediterranean Sea. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
Residents of Williams, Arizona, were evacuated from their homes after a prescribed burn jumped its boundaries. The fire was scorched about 1,000 acres yesterday. No injuries have been reported. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News in Washington.